When I think back to my pregnancies, what stands out the most, unfortunately, well, there's two things that stand out. One is I was very sick for both of my pregnancies, for the entire length of the pregnancy, from week probably 8 until the day I gave birth to those boys. Every day was a struggle. Every day was a push and a fight. And it was very challenging for me. The other thing I recall about my pregnancies that stands out to me is being in absolute awe of my body and what it was doing, growing a life, how it was changing, how it was expanding, how it was responding. Amazement at the vision of my body in the mirror. I would look in the mirror constantly and be like, can you believe this is what's happening? And my body is facilitating life and growth. And I'm just in amazement of the female body. My second birth, I was home. And it was raining in the desert, which I'll never forget. That desert rain is so beautiful. It has a smell and a feel that is quite different because it's not the norm in the desert. And my parents were over and my mother had cooked this amazing home-cooked meal. She's an incredible chef. The sun was setting and it was raining and I sat down to this meal. And just as I was sitting down, I felt a gush of water. And I was like, oh, wow, that was my water. But I really want to eat this dinner. Okay, I'm going to hurry up and eat because I'm not missing this and I think I have a long night ahead of me. And it was a very peaceful evening. I remember finishing dinner and inviting my parents to leave as I knew I wanted to give birth in my home with my husband and my midwife. And they were loving and wished me well and were very excited and they left. The surges started very slow, very gentle, just as that tightening feeling. And it excited me. And I went to sit on the exercise ball just to be with them and to start going inward. I practice a style of a birthing tool called hypnobirthing, where it's a meditative birthing practice where you go inward and use your breath and use guided imagery to work with your body to birth the baby naturally. It was wonderful. It was groovy. It was like great. The first hour, I'd say, I was just with myself. And I decided it was time to go into the bedroom. And Eric lit the candles, put my Native American flutes on the iPod dock, put my essential oils out, and sat with me for a little bit. In this meditative state, I don't talk much. I'm very much inward and with myself. But we talked a little bit at that time, and I shared with him some of what I was feeling. I was sitting on the bed practicing my breathing, and the surges were becoming more intense, bordering on uncomfortable at this point. And I would practice meeting each surge with the same level of relaxation. As we know, being in pain, we tend to tense up. So my goal was to relax into each contraction to help the efforts of dilation, which is the ultimate goal. I had learned all this because my first birth didn't go so well. So I was determined to try something differently this time. I remember thinking, gosh, I hope this works. And I just trusted this process. I just decided I picked a method and I'm going to trust the process. And the surges were getting much more intense, more rapidly, and I'd have to each time dig even deeper to stay relaxed against the wave of discomfort and tightness. They got so intense that I remember really hitting a point of feeling like, okay, can I do this? And I was so focused on my breath and so focused on being present with each contraction, I didn't realize how far along the labor was going until I felt super intense contractions that made me dizzy. Eric was with me. I wasn't saying a word to him. The conversation had stopped for a while now. I wasn't speaking to him anymore. I couldn't break my meditative state or concentration, or the pain levels would go up. And I would just stay super deeply connected to myself, to being present to each contraction, to where finally I had a contraction that was so, so deep that I felt tingly all over. I started shaking. I got a wave of heat and I realized I'm in transition. I did it. I think I'm fully dilated. I think this baby and all this is happening within me, and I couldn't share it with my husband because I couldn't break my concentration. So I leaned back and slid down into the bed and opened my knees, and that was his sign that he knew that things were advancing. And I felt the crown. I felt Isaiah's head. And I was done, but I knew I had more to go. Eric said, Dee Dee, the head, you're doing it. you're doing it. I see the head. I'm like, okay, good. He knows, because I couldn't tell him. But he knows that this baby's so coming right now. The midwife hadn't returned yet. It was just him and I. I knew the next contraction was going to be a doozer, and it finally came, and I dug so deep, and I had nowhere else to dig, and I just held on to this mantra, and I kept saying, come to mommy, Isaiah, come to mommy, Isaiah, come to mommy, Isaiah, come to mommy, come to mommy. And that helped me release from the discomfort and be so excited that I was getting to meet Isaiah that I could deal with that last surge that was so uncomfortable. And I felt Eric jump up, and he went to wash his hands, and he came to my legs, and the next contraction produced Isaiah's head, and I could relax a little bit and talk to him and say, don't touch him yet, one more contraction, and then you can hold him. And I went back inside because I knew it was coming, and then the last contraction came, and it was so intense but so awesome. And I felt the release of Isaiah leaving my body and into Eric's arms. And then he brought him right to my chest and we were both crying. And I felt such a sense of accomplishment. I was so incredibly excited to kiss and hug and meet Isaiah. I felt so confident in my body. I was on a high. I was like overwhelmed that all just went down. And the midwife walked in right probably 2 minutes after Isaiah was in my arms, and Isaiah nursed pretty quickly, and he's just been a dream ever since. That birth is Isaiah. I felt differently about myself ever since that birth, and my body. I cherished my body, and I'm in awe of the female body. Like, really? Wow. Birth? Amazing. And it's just programmed to do that. If we just get out of the way, it's programmed to birth the baby. To be able to birth naturally was like a self-development seminar, like on steroids. I'm so grateful to have a birth like that, to have that experience with nature.